Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Podcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In John chapter 5, verses 17 through 24, the Bible says, "But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself hath done. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." I've often said that religion is different than Christianity. Religion is man telling God how God must accept man's ways. Christianity is man trusting what God said in the Word of God and obeying it. Since the time of Cain, man has been trying to tell God how man, as his own God, must accept man's effort for his sin debt. Now, I love the Lord. I believe many of you love the Lord. But sometimes we forget not everybody loves him like we do. Matter of fact, many hate him, especially there are religious people hated him. Matter of fact, they hated him so much they wanted him killed while he was here on earth. Never forget that it was the religious people who killed Jesus. Jesus put their works or their salvation and their money-making schemes to the public and said, this is not how you get it, and they hated that. Man has tried to be his own God and his own Savior since the first sin. That's what it was all about. In the day thou eatest, you could be like gods, knowing good and evil. Genesis chapter 3. Here's the problem. Man only knows how to cover up his own sin, and even at that, he doesn't do it very well. He used fig leaves. How long is that going to work? Man needed a sinless, righteous Savior who could not only cover his sin by the blood, but give man the righteousness needed for salvation. Man assumes that his own sincerity is pure and sinless, and it is not. Everything that man does is tainted by sin. We are sinful. And we need someone who could pay sin's debt for us that was not sinful. A sinner cannot pay the price for sin. It takes righteousness to pay sin's debt. Unrighteousness can never pay for righteousness. And I want to give you a quick recipe for salvation. Number one, Jesus not only authored the plan, he fulfilled it. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He was virgin born because he was the only begotten of God. He is the only blood relative to God the Father. He had to put on a body, though, that could die so that he could pay our sin debt. He not only did not sin, but he also lived our righteousness in the same kind of body you and I have. Salvation is not just the absence of sin. Salvation is the presence of righteousness. Even if you could get your sin debt paid for, without righteousness, you'd still die and go to hell. You see, according to James 2:23 and other verses in the book of Romans, it talks about the righteousness of Christ being imputed unto us. And that means this: not only did he cover our sin with his blood, but he gave us his righteousness to give us salvation. So Jesus not only authored the plan of salvation, he fulfilled it. He became our gospel for us. Number two, salvation must have the word of God. John 5:24 says this: verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word. Now, I want you to notice that statement, my word. They have to be God's words, not man's words. Man's words are sinful. God's words are full of righteousness. This is why I stand on the King James Bible. Words do matter. These weren't John's words. They were God's words. These weren't some man's words. These were God's words. And when we start using man's Bibles, we're taking God away, and we're also taking salvation away. By the way, isn't it amazing? When churches quit using the right Bible, they quit soul winning, they quit telling others about Jesus, and they start becoming social networking places, not Bible preaching places. The Bible is the Word of God. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. And that means this: we ought to be speaking and using the Word of God, the King James Bible, for the English-speaking people. Salvation comes by the Word of God. Number three, the Word of God is what shows us the faith needed for salvation. Now, you have to understand something. We don't even have the faith needed for salvation. God even has to give us the faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that faith is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. But Romans 12:3 says, God hath given to every man the measure of faith. Oh, so God even gave us the faith necessary to get saved. Romans 10:1-3 talk about that we, going about to establish our own righteousness, have not submitted unto the righteousness of God. You see, the Bible is there to show us what faith is. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. People need the Bible for salvation because people and churches and preachers are all sinful, but the word of God does not change. The Bible reveals the needed faith that God has given to us that we need for salvation. And lastly, it takes belief on, not in, what Jesus did for us for salvation. The devil believes in God. James 2:19 says that the devil and the angels believed in God and trembled. Just believing there is a God is not salvation. The word on means to rely upon, to submit. Salvation is not believing there is a God or a gospel. It's trusting it and relying upon that and that only. Hey, that's what salvation is. That's the recipe for salvation, trusting Jesus Christ as our Savior. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day from Pastor Bush.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.